birthday scam time. We're going to call this woman. It's a cruel hoax by her son and I think her husband, who recently graduated, her son. And we're going to call from the school saying he's not going to graduate because he missed too much time.
Hello.
Natalie, this is Principal Sweeney. I'm calling from the high school. How are you this morning?
Oh, hi. I'm okay. How are you?
Good. I'm calling to inform you that your son, William, is not going to be able to graduate because of an issue we've had with unexcused absences this year.
What do you mean he's not going to be able to graduate?
We tally up how many unexcused absences there have been. It turns out he skipped quite a lot this year.
Why wasn't I informed?
We really can't inform you in advance because we don't know really what the final total is going to be. And he knew about it. I mean, he talked to the guidance counselor. Hasn't he shared that with you?
No. I don't understand this. This doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he's had...
So he's been skipping?
He's had 64 unexcused absences.
Why wasn't I, as a parent, told about this? When he had 30 unexcused absences, I should have known then.
Well,
I should have been informed then.
You should talk to him maybe more and get him more involved.
I talk to my son every day.
There's such a thing as parental responsibility. Hang on. There's such a thing as parental responsibility.
I am plenty involved in his life. Don't even start.
You need to go to the parent-teacher conferences for one thing. You would have learned about it there.
I've never gotten any kind of notification about a parent-teacher conference.
Wow, the communication in your family is horrible, isn't it?
Excuse me? I've got family coming in for this graduation. How come I wasn't told? I don't understand.
I don't understand how you could be this ignorant about what's going on in your son's life.
Excuse me. Ignorant?
You're clueless about
what
he's been up to.
You guys are the ones who did
didn't
not
go
do
to
your
the
job
conferences.
Educators.
You apparently don't talk to him.
And let a parent know.
And you apparently don't listen either because you're not listening to
you
me.
You guys are not listening to me. I'm asking how, as a parent, I was not let to know about what
I am
what
letting
was going
you know
on.
Now.
This is 1 week from graduation. What am I supposed to do at this point? 30 absences is not acceptable.
64.
30, you know, 20, 30.
Double it.
You should be letting people know.
Why don't you know where the hell your son is?
Okay. Do you need me to come down to this school and speak to you in person?
What? For what?
I do not appreciate the disrespect I'm getting.
All right,
I was
all right,
able to,
all right.
Excuse me?
What could we do? I want to try to work something out here. You remember the movie Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump.
Remember when the principal is going to hold little Forrest back and Forrest's mom comes down to meet with the principal? She, let's just say, convinces him to go ahead and pass Forrest.
You cannot be seriously asking me that.
What? I didn't even say anything. What did you think I meant?
You can't. If I saw that movie, I know what you mean.
Remember he came over to her house later and while Forrest sat out on the porch?
Who the hell are you? There is no way you could be the principal.
Well, yeah, it's Dean and Raj. This is the birthday scam. This is from your husband and your son.
What?
Your son William and your husband, I presume, are in on this horrible, horrible prank.
As far as we know, he will graduate.
Oh. I was going to explode.
They want you to have a happy birthday, okay?
Well, thank you.
And congratulations to your son.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. And today we cover the LFL.
The what?
It's the Legends Football League. It's a women's 7-on-7 tackle league.
Oh, yeah.
In a matchup between the Chicago Bliss and the Los Angeles Temptation, one of the players was unhappy that her boob was grabbed and her jersey ripped open, and she complained to the ref.
Hey! Did you not see her grab my tip? Did you not see her grab my tip? Did you not see my tip?
If there's a holding on the inside here, that's going to be really tough to call, okay?
Could you see my tip?
I'm not looking that way.
I don't know if that's a penalty or an extra point. That's today's wild pitch.
There's the dumbass.
You dumbass.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
Well, it's Friday.
Yes, we have important work to do.
Oh. We have to award the dumbass of the week. We have now been doing it daily for some time, and we have four good candidates Monday through Thursday to review this morning.
I just made my vote.
Well, and yesterday, I think you handicapped it, and you may be right on today. It's going to be hard to beat the off-duty FBI agent who accidentally shot a bystander while he was breakdancing because his gun, he did a backflip and his gun fell out and shot a dude.
I had the actual audio of that. It's, you have to listen closely because it's poor, but just picture this guy breakdancing and then he flips over.
Right.
And when he lands, the gun falls out of his pants and goes off.
Right.
When it hits the floor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Wow. It's a bad ending to that. That could have been worse. Your guy got in the leg and he's fine.
So he's far and away the leader right now.
Yeah, over 40% of the early voting. He's ahead. Everybody else is kind of in the thick of it. You got the 17-year-old Boy Scout who's got almost 30% because he tried to get a fake grenade through Hobby Airport. So he might be the only one who could challenge the FBI. And then two, the other people are the man who had an issue by clogging toilets serially.
I think this is one case where the handgun beats the grenade.
And Chip and Joanna Gaines. By the way, can I just say that I've never watched that show?
Well, you're far too manly, obviously.
Is that why?
Well, check out the HGTV.
It's a fixer-upper kind of show, right?
Yeah, right.
And they're very famous.
They're based here.
I thought they had gotten divorced or something, but I don't know.
That's always a constant rumor about them, but they're based in Waco here in Texas. And
that part I did hear.
They will buy the house and then remodel it, right? And apparently they were seen on the show mishandling the lead paint, which there are certain safety precautions you're supposed to...
So they got fined by the EPA, $40,000. Susie's mic is not working.
It's a drop in the bucket for them, though. Because she has a line at Target, right? You can buy her stuff?
Yeah, turn my mic on. They have a line at Target. They have a furniture line. They sell stuff at Bed Bath & Beyond. They've got a magazine.
All my favorite stores.
They've got all this stuff.
Blood Bath & Beyond.
So
now they tarnish the environment with lead.
Right.
Why is there lead based paint anyways? It was already in the house.
Yeah,
houses.
They take old houses.
Yeah.
Lead paint, hasn't been used since the 70s, I don't know.
Right.
And
right,
the EPA, somebody from the EPA was watching the show.
It said, hey, dumbass. Well, it'll be hard for them, though. You can vote by going to HoustonsEagle.com. You can link to it through our Facebook pages.
Well, right now, we'll open the phone 713-343-1075. If you want to see Styx, Joan Jett, and Tesla, we'll take the 12th caller. You'll have to answer a tough trivia question. Also, while Hoss gets the caller, I want to remind you that we have the shout-out song of the day coming up in a moment. That's the song you request through your Eagle app. It's a free app, so if you don't have it yet, get it and put it in your device and tell us what you want to hear, and we'll play it coming up.
I know that you quizzed Susie and I each individually on this trivia, and we both got it correct, so perhaps our listener can get it. It's always tough for the first. Who's that?
It'll be Shannon. Good morning, Shannon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Pretty good. What are you up to?
Just going to work. About to get some coffee.
What do you do?
Auto mechanic.
Oh, cool.
I was looking, Dean and I were looking at the traffic map this morning, and typical Friday, summertime, it's wide open. Was your commute okay?
Commute was fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. We got to find a way to slow everybody down so we can keep them listening.
Yeah, we count on people being trapped in the car. That's really our savior here. So,
well, we're still in the car.
All right.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good.
Let's,
I think Kelly Ryan should start giving wrong traffic to make people turn around.
Go the wrong way.
Send them on a wild goose chase.
The only road open is 290.
Yeah, thank God for 290. All right. So, Dean's got a trivia question. If you can get it correct, we're going to send you to see Styx, Joan Jett, in the Black Hearts and Tesla this Saturday.
Shannon, we've painstakingly gone back through history, and we've looked at...
We've counted everyone singularly.
Song titles going back to the year 1960. What is the most common female name mentioned in song titles?
Most common female name mentioned in song titles.
I'll give you an example of a female name in a song title.
Mm-hmm.
Jack and Diane. Now, it's not Diane, but this is what we're looking for, a female name that is in a song title.
Take a shot.
Most common female name in a song title.
Yes, we've covered that.
That's giving you enough time to Google it.
Are you saying Laura?
Okay. You took a shot because...
Laura is number 8.
Oh, okay. You made top 10.
Good job.
Not what we're looking for, however.
Not number 1.
And I didn't even catch that you mentioned song titles. I was just thinking in song.
Yes.
And was able to get it.
Tammy's on the line. Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Do you know the answer?
No. How about Tennille?
Tennille.
Captain and Tennille.
Okay, that's a name of a group. We're looking for the most common female names mentioned in song titles. Kevin.
That's the only Tennille I've actually ever heard of, by the way. Morning. You understand the question?
Can you repeat it, please?
Yes, we're looking for the most common female name mentioned in song titles.
I'm going to say Mary.
And you would be right. It is Mary. You've got, you know, Proud Mary, Along Comes Mary, The Wind Cries Mary, Cross-Eyed Mary.
Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Yeah, what's the deal with Mary? Why is she...
I don't know, and when I was thinking of the music overall, I know that Bruce Springsteen has Mary mentioned in like many of his songs. He must have had some kind of Mary in his life.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the Mary is ultimately the Mother Mary, you know, that's kind of significant.
Symbolic, symbolic reference there, okay.
All right, you're right. You're on your way tomorrow to see Styx, Joan Jett, and Tesla at the Woodlands.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Hang on.
Douglas, get off the juice.
You sound a little like a drunken monkey.
Hey, hey, anyone in the house addicted to alcohol?
Yeah, time for the Susie Drink of the Week. We'll wheel in the beverage cart for this thing right now. It contains all the items that we're going to need to make the Drink of the Week.
Where's the music?
This is everyone is just disconcerted.
I didn't know we were on. I mean, you threw us off for a leap.
This. Words not coming.
Music finally here.
Oh.
Okay.
What are we making, Susie?
We're making a bourbon renewal, which is... kind of like a whiskey sour, but we're using creme de cassis. So, first of all, you get your...
Do you want to point out, though, that you're missing a key ingredient?
I can't find my bitters.
Oh. So. Why don't we just mention hashtag me too, and then Susie can be bitter.
I'll just cry in it. My bitter tears.
Will it work without the bitters?
We'll have to see.
We'll find out.
I know. We're already handicapped. I don't know. Who would take bitters? I can't find
them. No one would.
Okay.
It's probably right on the shelf. If I were to walk back there,
it would be there.
I'm going to go look.
All right. Roger's going to go.
Okay, go look. Okay, so you take some ice and you put it in a rocks glass.
He's not going very fast, is he?
No.
He had a good, like, wrestling walk going.
Okay. And first of all, you start with 2 ounces of bourbon. I'm using Wild Turkey.
All right.
I'm decanting the Wild Turkey. So that's a good healthy shot.
You're decanting it. Does that mean you're just pouring it?
Well, I don't know.
Measuring it and pouring it?
Yeah, letting it out. I'm letting it out. Okay.
Let it out.
So I'm going to put a little more ice in this one because, you know, when you put ice in and then you put the liquor in it, it like immediately melts. Mm-hmm. And it's just not right. Okay.
Yeah.
Then you get some lemon juice, and you use 1 ounce of lemon juice.
Okay. For a little acidity.
So it's just a squirt, 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 squirt.
You're using a little plastic lemon bottle.
Yeah. Then you get your creme de cassis, which is a liqueur. It has, it's made out of black currants, which are kind of tart. It's a berry, and... You put in 1/2 ounce of that.
I see Raj making his way back. He is empty-handed.
See, I told you I could not find it. Okay.
I'm going to go with the 2 other possible scenarios. A, that you're just out of bitters.
No, I would know because I would have thrown it away.
And the most likely is that the person who took it was you. You took it home.
No, I would not. Why would I take them home? I'm bitter at home too. Okay, and then you put in some simple syrup. You put in a 1/2 ounce of that.
See, I think the syrup and the current stuff, the bitters, you know, is used to kind of knock things back just a little bit.
Well, the cassis is actually a little bitter, too, so that'll be all right.
It may still be fine without it.
I say, when in doubt, just double the bourbon.
Right.
That usually covers up a lot of mistakes.
So what you do is then you put it all into the shaker.
Oh, this is a weird step. I've never seen before.
So you filled all our glasses, and now you're pouring them all into one big unit.
Why didn't you just put everything into the shaker?
Oh, because we're going to have it without the ice? What's going on?
Nope. I'm going to put it with the ice. I just didn't mix it all up.
Oh. Oh. You forgot a step.
You did it right into the glass accidentally?
No.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
It would have made more sense just to mix it all in the shaker.
Okay, and that's it.
So we have to judge this as it's presented to us.
Right.
We can't try to imagine what the bitters would have done to it.
No.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Shouldn't have said anything.
Right.
Cheers.
It's bright.
It's not bad.
No, it's just a...
As always, I'm going for a second opinion from me.
It's kind of a mauve color.
Yeah, I taste the simple syrup, maybe a little more than I'd like. Maybe the bitters would have helped
with that.
It's got
almost a kind of old-fashioned Manhattan kind of a...
Yeah, I get an old-fashioned
taste to it, doesn't it? You know, because of the bourbon, and you said it's in the family.
Yeah.
I can definitely swallow this.
Yeah.
This I really can.
Swallow.
And it's. I think this would be fun out in the hot tub.
I'm not being bitter about this.
Why are we getting in the hot tub?
I don't know. It's just...
It's summer.
Right. It's well, it would be in the evening, you know.
That's a spit for me. I wish it had the bitters in it. I really do. I really think that would have helped it. But
you are the reason I am bitter.
But
just 3-1 on this one, I presume. Yeah. I didn't hear Susie's vote, but I think we always know.
It's an automatic yes.